National MP Amy Adams says responding to a global pandemic requires all hands on deck. And that's why she says she now wants to stay in Parliament. Last year, the Selwyn MP outlined her plan to walk away from politics ahead of this year's election, saying after 12 years of being a politician, she was tired and wanted her life back. But after she was approached by the party's new leader, Todd Muller, Ms Adams has since walked back on her plans to walk out, as she was promoted to number three on the party's list and awarded the new COVID-19 recovery portfolio. Amy Adams told me a short while ago that she'd been looking forward to a slower pace of life.
COVID has changed, obviously, in New Zealand, it's changed the world. And it just seems to me that we're going to need all hands on deck. And Todd had a view that I could be an important part of thinking about how we respond to that. And as a consequence, I've agreed to put my lovely idyllic future on hold for a little bit and hang around.
There have been three major events in the last decade where the government's had to step in. Is that an indication that the safety net isn't good enough and needs to be more generous? I guess that's something you'll be looking at with your new portfolio.
Of course, COVID is very much about the economy and people's livelihoods. But for me, it's far more than that. It is thinking about things like how we provide and care for our vulnerable, how we make sure it's easy for small businesses to grow and take on another worker, and how we think about the health of our communities and protecting our international linkages. So all of those things are immediately in focus in a crisis, but it's actually across the whole, I guess, non-crisis time that you've got to be ensuring they're in the right position. I think COVID is obviously an enormous challenge, but also a good opportunity to make sure we're looking at some of those core systems we have in place.
So how to do that then? Raising benefits?
Look, it's a massive challenge, and I want to be really clear. My role in this is not to have all the answers. I certainly don't. But it is to lead a piece of work across all of my incredibly talented colleagues and look at all these options. I've certainly got a...
So you wouldn't rule that out then?
Ideas, but I beg your pardon?
You wouldn't rule it out then?
Well, what I do think is that we've got to ensure there's a need of support, get all the support they need to live in warm, dry homes, to be able to feed their kids, put clothes on their back. So I certainly want to ensure people in need are supported. Now, there's a range of ways we have to think about how that happens. But I'll be perfectly open. I also think that there's a range of obligations that need to go with that. I think society expects that support should be available for those who need it. In return, we want to ensure that the kids in those houses are getting fed, are turning up to school, and that the parents are taking the steps that they can to get themselves back under their own steam.
So do you think there should be more social investment as part of the recovery?
I think we're going to have to, as I say, put a lot of effort into helping a huge number of people who are going to find themselves support in ways that they probably never have. We're going to have people queuing up in the unemployment lines who've never even considered having to ask for a benefit or what that means. And there's a whole mental health aspect that goes with that, quite apart from anything else. But I absolutely think, as I say, as well as that immediate response and making sure people have the support they need, we need to think quite differently about how the government supports communities, families and small business to make sure that they're much more resilient.
Just, I guess, a couple of questions about the new lineup that you're part of. Mm. No Māori in the top 12, certainly. What does that say?
Well, look, we certainly have got some incredibly talented Māori in our caucus. We've got Shane Retty in our shadow cabinet. We've got Joe Hayes. We've got Hariti Hepango. We've got a range of amazingly talented people coming through.
But they're not at the top table, though.
Candidate pool. No, well, some of them haven't been as Parliament as long, but the beautiful thing about our caucus is that I regard them
some of them have, though.
Deeply talented, right down to number 55. Todd Muller had an incredible range of talent to choose from, and I would say from top to bottom, they're a pretty impressive team.
If there's such an incredible range of talent, why did you feel the need to stay on? Surely you would have felt that National was in safe hands.
Oh, I do think National's got a lot of safe hands at the place, but I also think that in a challenge like COVID, it's a case of, as I said, all hands on deck, and as many people thinking and working on these challenges as you can. And if we're going to, as I talked about before, take the opportunity to really look at the structure and design of our systems and the way our government operates, that is an immense amount of thought has to go into that. And while my colleagues are all flat out busy on their specific portfolios, which they will continue to lead, I'm hoping to have the chance to sit back and look at how the whole system hangs together.
Mm. That's National MP Amy Adams.